You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues today. I'm gladly joined by Calvin Mutize, one of the 30 Zimbabweans here for the Mandela Washington Fellowship. He is stationed at Arizona State University in the state of Phoenix, Arizona. Calvin, how are you? And thanks for joining me on the program.
I am very well. Getting used to the heat, adjusting slowly, but we are catching up.
Indeed. And of course, official welcome to the U.S. And as you're saying, you guys hit the ground running. How has it been since you arrived?
Well, I think so far it's been good. There's a lot of work coming around and a lot of projects that like our university is getting us involved in. But it's really amazing just to see and to be a part of what's happening here. There's so much stuff that's happening within even us, just connecting with other fellows from other countries and just getting to know them.
And you are with another Zimbabwean, Sizwile, who is representing Zimbabwe. But then you also have a wonderful group of young African leaders coming from different areas. Can you tell us who is in your group in Phoenix? And
from Southern Africa, we actually four. We have Onesimus from Namibia, and then we also have Sinazo, Kakamba, Didiza from South Africa. I had to do that. And then we also have guys from West Africa, Mauritania, Nigeria, the Gambia. We also have got guys from Sierra Leone. We also have Kenya as well. We have about 20 nations represented at our university.
And, you know, how has it been connecting with them, getting to know what they're doing in their respective country?
It's amazing, you know, when you listen to other people's stories and you hear the stuff that they struggle with, but you hear also the outcomes and the impact of the programs that they are working under and that they are doing. It's just amazing just to hear stories from education, from malaria point of view. One of our fellows is actually up for an award in malaria. So that's some of the things that we are seeing, that there's so many people who are doing work in Africa, and we might not get to see them in mainstream media or online or offline or in the newspapers, but there are people who are out there who are doing so much work, not just in our urban areas, but also even in our rural communities. And just getting to sit down with most of them, I think we are sit down most of the time and just listen to each other's stories, get to realize that there's so much stuff that is already happening on the ground. There's so many resources being poured into Africa in terms of social support. And I think one of the things that we have seen this week is that at the end of the day, the greatest resource that Africa has are people. And the way forward for Africa is to invest into the people who are from Africa. And they are the ones who find solutions to all the challenges and the things we're going through.
Amazing point there, Calvin, you know, talking about the investment in young Africans or just Africans in general, making sure that we are equipped to, move our countries forward. And you and a few other Zimbabweans have created what you are calling it the Yali Creatives. And you guys are posting videos. You guys are keeping us very, very part of your journey.
So Yali Creatives is a group of fellows who are either went last year and who are already on the program this year. These are the fellows, these are people in the arts, media, and entertainment industry. These are people who are in the creative space. So we're on the group we've got. It was started in Zimbabwe by the four guys, myself, Munyerazi Dodo, Blogo, Napoleon Yani, DJ Napster, and then Tino Makoni. He's an animator. But then with time, then there are a lot of people who have jumped in from Zambia as well. So we have Jesse Patience, we have Chola, we have Lulu from last year's fellow, and we've got B-Flo Brian. He's an amazing rapper. And so all of us, we are in different spaces. We also have got Senegal, we've also got Ivory Coast. We also have Angola as well on the group. So Yali Creatives is just a group of creative people in the creative space, from not just from animators to writers to bloggers, but also to just people who do design and media personalities. But the whole reason behind Yali Creatives was to bring together people who are in the same frame to do crazy things. And so, yes, we have been doing a couple of videos around, but it's been most using our experiences. All these videos are going to come up, and we're going to have a documentary at the end of the fellowship. So you can catch us on Yali Creatives on Twitter. Find us at Yali Creatives. You find us on our website at yalicreatives.com. You can follow us on Instagram. Just use the hashtag Yali Creatives. You can follow us on Facebook as well. We've got a Facebook page where all the videos that we are having are being posted on. Just follow us, Yali Creators, and you find us.
Kelvin, thank you so much for joining me on the Youth Forum, and I hope that everyone gets a chance to check you guys out in action.
Thank you very much, Atenda. We hope to, you know, to connect up more with everyone.
That was Kelvin Mutize, Mandela Washington Fellow, joining me on the line in Phoenix, Arizona. This is Tatenda Gumbo, and make sure, as usual, you join me next week.